You speak of a blended being. How would you describe the difference between a partially blended being and a completely blended being? And would you class people like the Buddha or Christ or Muhammad as blended beings?
All of you are partially blended in that you are experiencing emotion, which is communication from your inner being. What we have been speaking about is a deliberate opening of the passageway with the intent of deliberate communication that goes even beyond the emotional response. However, when you are a blended being, that emotional communication will be even grander. You will be more sensitive. You will come to know in every moment the appropriateness of your word or your thought or your action based upon the way you feel about it, that emotional feeling. When we speak of totally blended, we are speaking of the extreme of not being blended at all. And just as there are none of you who are unblended, there will not be any of you who are totally blended, not as long as you are remaining in physical expression. It is up to each of you individually how much of that blending you accomplish. Mm-hmm. And that will depend upon how much you want it and how much you allow it. A totally blended being, from your physical perspective, would be one who is no longer in physical form, really, absolutely immersed in that non-physical dimension. And that is not what we are wanting for you or what you are wanting for yourselves either, but something somewhere in between. From our perspective, the ideal blending would be this. One, focused in physical, as you are, interacting here upon the physical plane, thinking your physical conscious thoughts, attracting to you life experience through those thoughts. In other words, molding everyday experience through the thought that you are carefully setting forth, being sensitive to the way that you are feeling so that you are effectively utilizing this wondrous guidance system that comes forth from within. A being not forgetting who you are or why you are here. In other words, remaining focused here, mm-hmm. while you experience the greater, broader feeling or knowing that comes forth from the inner dimension. Those you have asked about were indeed blended beings, blended in extreme fashion, mm-hmm. blended in the sense that they were consciously, physically focused while there was great knowing coming forth from within that went beyond that which this physical life experience had taught them. Mm-hmm. Indeed. What more?
Well, then, from the non-physical dimension, as you just called it, are there teachers who specialize in what I would call different subjects, similar to our physical teachers, how one will specialize in algebra and one will specialize in English?
There is as much, in fact, much more variety in the non-physical dimension as you experience here in your physical dimension. Mm-hmm. Indeed. What more?
Why did you choose the name Abraham?
We are appreciating your understanding that it was our choosing. We have indeed named ourselves. And we have only done it in order to interact with those who are in physical form. For as we are interacting in the non-physical dimension, we do not use the labels that you call names, nor do we use the labels that you call words. We communicate with one another with pure thought. Mm-hmm. We transmit our total meaning in much more complete fashion than you are able to do as you are offering your labels or your words. But it is clear to us that it is a value to you in physical form if you have some frame of reference, some sort of identity to whom you are speaking. And so we have chosen the name Abraham because it represents to many who hear it a stable sound, the sound of someone who was old and wise, and it represents teacher.
Mm-hmm. What would your response be to someone who had a concern that to communicate like we are right now between the physical and the non-physical, that it would be morally wrong?
We would encourage them, if that is their feeling, not to do it. For when you are participating with something that you believe you should not be participating within, it can only bring forth negative emotion within you and will not prove to be a good experience for you. Of course, we would offer our insight about it, for there is not that which is wrong just as there is not that which is right, there is that which is appropriate, and there is that which is inappropriate. But the appropriateness of something has to do with the intentions you hold and with the beliefs that you hold. And so if you believe that something is not a good thing to do, then it is not good for you to do it.